Do you remember the first time we met?
No.
He tries to forget.
Competition.
90?
San Francisco. I don't know what year.
First year I did it was 1990, so that
was... I was hosting, and I fucking botched your name. And when you botch your name, you're saying the word nigger.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
Sometimes.
It was just awful for me. It was one of the moments
Please
in my career.
Nigger Beelum.
Yeah, well, I said I kept saying it backstage.
I should change my name.
And I had never dealt with NG. I'd never ever dealt with it in that point in my life. I was a young comic. Huh?
Ungayo.
And backstage I was like, "Is it Ngayo? Do you say the N? Do you say and there was confusion among the other comics.
Of course there is.
And I just couldn't figure out how to do it. And I landed on Ngayo, not Un, but N.
Close enough.
Yeah, right? And I landed on Ngayo, and it was the classic. It was the fucking classic. I knew in my head, you get this wrong, it's going to sound racist. You get this wrong, it's going to sound racist. And then, it was, you know the story. I was off say vagina, don't say pussy, say vagina, don't say pussy.
I said
cunt, I'm off network.
They canceled the show.
Hello, and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by The Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, the No God Band, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. Yeah, I might be bragging. You can find links to our guest website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the blog Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
Hey, you got his blog right this time.
I did.
And please go to iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast for free. Write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10. You may also go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now or I call grand jury.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Threaten them with excessive force.
Subscribe now or I shoot you for being black.
Wait. That's not sound what I meant at all.
You're looking pretty tan right about now.
Are you threatening me?
He's got a gun!
Stop that!
I'm choking.
Are you putting your hands up?
I'm choking. I can't breathe.
That's not funny. It's not funny.
If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over.
We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California at nighttime. In the Studio City tonight, we have Ngayo Beelum and Bethany Dwyer.
Yeah.
You know these folks from the world of reason.
And showbiz. And
we got to stop doing the stupid ghost thing.
Why?
Stupid.
I'm
really kind of from the world of irrationality.
Are you? Yeah, you know
and
what?
I like a little absurdity sometimes, too.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I know you're an activist.
Yes.
So I think of you as a critical thinker.
I try.
I
try to examine things.
I feel like you succeed. Am I just
mostly
am I just
my
wrong?
Navel and my ass?
Oh, you get in there like that.
Just get right in, dig it for gold.
I had no idea we had so much in common. So
you're not black.
Or both.
Yeah. Okay. What?
I've been wanting to get you on many times. I we've tried and tried and missed him.
I know.
What
I
were
know.
You shooting that one time? You were out shooting something.
I was
and
shooting
couldn't
Cannabis
make
Planet, the TV show, and the shot ran way over, and I hadn't driven, and you can't really take the bus from West LA to the Valley,
right.
In a timely fashion.
No.
In a timely manner.
No, we have shit public transportation.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. I took the red line today. It was fine.
Did you really?
I did.
It can be okay. It's just slow.
Don't you think it's weird with earthquakes, though, to have anything underground?
Are you not from California?
No, I'm from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
don't
yeah,
you think it's
but,
weird
you know,
with tornadoes and hurricanes and fucking
that,
freaky
I mean, we
blizzards?
Can't help that. We have to build up.
Bingo.
Sure.
We can't
I mean?
Help it. We have to do something.
Right, but it was on purpose to do that underground in an earthquake.
I'm glad
town.
Bethany brought this up. I was talking, I think, to Matt about this recently. I heard a long time ago that we couldn't build subways around here because of the earthquake issue, because underground puts you at a higher degree of risk.
That's what
I'm
the
not
white people told you.
That's what exactly what they told me.
Right. The subtext is we can't build subways because we don't want poor people in the rich people's neighborhoods.
We
don't want to make it easy for them to get there and get
now,
the good Starbucks
racially
jobs.
Motivated.
If it sounds like Ngayo is being a little hyperbolic there, let me tell you something. I know someone.
It goes deep, brother. We're in the rabbit hole.
I know.
This is a podcast.
I know someone. I know someone from Santa Clarita who says on the record they have public officials up there that want to close down the stops so that undesirables won't go there.
Yes.
Wow.
They're on the record. They're on record saying and thinking this.
Undesirables. You know what that means? Thugs.
That means, yeah.
Alley
yeah.
cats, I thought, is what they meant.
Stray dogs.
Stray dogs. Feral cats.
Rodents.
Mm. Opossums.
Right. Bunnies.
Not bunnies.
Everybody loves bunnies.
Yeah. Bunnies from the jungle.
Is this some kind of jazz language?
We've been smoking the jazz cigarettes, so yes, it is the jazz language.
So, and Bethany,
yes.
You and I have not met. We had Susanna Lee was booked, and at the last minute, the poor girl kind of fell ill and couldn't make it. I don't need to give anybody details.
She got her period.
Oh.
And
wow.
I don't think
well,
what it
just
was.
So you know, I have mine, and I'm out here, so I'm a trooper.
Whoa.
Killing it.
No, get out.
Whoa. Way better than your other
get
guy.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Hand to Susanna.
You're a trooper.
Nice. Right? Trooper. Way to go. Killing it already.
Bleeding and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Why'd I go there?
I don't know.
It's a podcast.
I went there.
Is that when you're
it's
on
okay.
ecstasy?
It's okay. I was kidding. I'm actually not on it. I just wanted that's to rub
just
it in.
Just wanted attention.
I just wanted to rub it in.
Yeah.
That Susanna. That's it.
You're the winner. There's
thank
no
you.
Question.
Woo.
But thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And thank you to Matt, who dropped in with the jazz joke.
Right.
Pleasure to meet you. MTV producer.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the right sentence. Is
it's
that,
not. It's, no, it's but not. That's okay. That's fine.
You created a show.
Sounds good.
Did you not create a show?
I did. Yes, that's what I do. I create shows. And I have one on MTV called The X and the Y. And
now, how does
others.
That not make you a producer?
Is it a show
oh, it
about
is. It's
algebra?
Just not a, I'm not an MTV producer. I don't work for MTV. I don't.
Got it.
Yeah.
Is that a show about calculus or geometry?
No, it's actually spelled the EX and the WHY.
WHY.
Oh.
The X and the Y. The fuck did they do that?
Yeah.
Why you bring were we you bring people back all? Together who used to go be together, and you
and then go. Why
pick
did we just
scabs.
Do that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's where it ends up, right?
Yes, exactly.
Why did we break up, or why did we get back together?
It's meant to be open ended to see, like, if they end up not getting back together, it was like, why were we together in the first place? And if they do, it's like, oh, why did we break up?
You know why?
Yeah, always. Yes, always knew why. Yeah,
there's reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There's reasons
because she wouldn't listen. Did you? Have you? First spit take of the show.
Nice.
Have you ever brought a couple back together and it seemed like it lasted? It went on. Do you follow up? What do you do with that?
We did follow up. We followed up so quickly after. I'd say like 3 months.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a real true test.
Yeah, but I will say that less than half after 3 months we're still together. So
I
that
really,
says a lot right there.
I thought that's it would have been much higher actually. Less than half.
Still together?
Oh, that are still together?
Oh,
less
I'm sorry.
Than
I thought
half.
It would be much lower. I thought you said. Oh.
I'd say like. Under a third.
Wow.
We're still together.
We're still together after just 3 months.
Well, let's see. I had a girlfriend. We broke up, and then we got back together. We lasted a couple, 3 years before we broke up again. So,
well, yeah, then that doesn't apply to this at all.
That's not too bad. Well, no, I'm just thinking about... It's all about me. I'm just thinking about how it relates to me and my things. This is L.A. I get a little narcissistic when I'm down here.
I've only broken up with my husband and gotten back with my husband. But not even really. Just like
you were just banging.
You mean you got back with your ex-husband?
Yeah.
I have a
sexually
friend.
Or
yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But then that was it, and then we went our separate ways again. But there was no.
Now wait a minute. Really are you good. Just describing we got together and fucked a few more times, or
we didn't
did you
even
try
fuck.
To?
We
what?
Just, oh, that
we just
sucks.
Did some mad cuddling.
Then you weren't back together.
We did some mad cuddling.
You mad like angry cuddling or
yeah,
mad?
Yeah, just like, oh, I gotta cuddle with you,
spoon me, bitch. Fucking spoon me.
Yeah. Damn it,
still.
I'm a ladle. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
I bet.
No, but the reason I got the idea was because of combination of two things. My brother actually, and his wife of now,
yes,
broke up for a year, got back together, got married.
That happens.
Rarely though. But then, my good friend, her parents were together for like 12 years, got divorced, were not together again for another 10, 12 years, and just got remarried.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Really? Like, what, right?
What did you, do they just resolve to, well, you know, I guess we did have something good, and I don't have anybody
no.
else.
No,
I'll
you know
tell you
I
exactly
think
what I think it is. Well,
what?
I think it's, we're going to die pretty soon. I sure don't want to do it alone.
We have the same taste in furniture. Let's get back together.
No. I literally sat down with them. Here's what she said. She said, you know, you go through all your problems and you rack them up as a married couple or any couple. You start racking up these problems and then you never get to resolve or fix them because you stay in this kind of rock that just continually goes down a hill and gets bigger. But when you separate and you separate for that length of time, something happens where you kind of realize all the crap you did. And you fix it.
You work on your shit.
You work on your shit.
If everybody works on their shit while they're broken up for 10 years, you could probably figure it out.
Yeah, and when they came back together, they knew what their shit was, and they literally were like, you know what? I don't do that anymore.
That shit was shit.
Yeah, now we're shitty. Now we're not shitty.
See,
yeah.
My guess would have been they break up, and then they both realize that neither of them can score.
Right.
So then they're like, I couldn't get laid either.
Yeah.
For 10 years.
Rematch. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that was dry it, streak. But it wasn't.
If you like pina coladas.
I thought you were going to say penis. Boom, I thought you were going to go, if you like penis
coladas. I should have said
if
that.
If you like peen and coladas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Peen.
Peeing?
Peen? No, peen. Okay. Penis.
Peeing. What? Hello?
Speaking of peeing.
Hello?
What? How did you take us to this?
Well, because I went to a tea party today.
Oh, yeah. I love tea parties.
You're going to have to take a break, aren't you?
No, well, I've already. And I had to pee a lot.
Oh, I thought that was.
Because we tasted 6 or 7 or 8 different.
You're supposed to spit it out.
Like cups, like this wine. Big, oh, like wine. This big. No, spit the tea out.
You don't.
Caffeine's a diuretic.
Well, it was all kinds of teas, and we had a very lackluster host who was just like, "Yeah, and then there's only 4 types of teas." And
so that's why you went to the bathroom, not because you really had
bored.
To pee.
I was on Facebook, but we had lots of tea today, and so that's where
what
the
kind
peeing
of tea?
Came from.
FART,
green, black,
SHIT,
CUN,
and then we had the little finger sandwiches.
Oh, I love those with cucumbers in them.
Cucumber finger sandwiches.
I love the finger sandwiches.
Matt knows a lot about this.
Were there marmalades and clotted?
There was marmalade.
Was there clotted?
I'll do finger anything.
There was cream. I don't know if it was clotted. But yeah, that was my peeing segue.
Nice.
I had to pee a lot after that.
So you're a pianist.
Peen.
I am a pianist.
You don't play piano, do you?
Are you
when
at,
I'm
who
peeing,
are you
yes.
At?
Yeah, stop it.
Whenever anyone says I pee a lot, I just think of Biggie singing. Is it Biggie who goes, no, no, no. Instead of I don't crush a lot, I don't pee a lot. That's what I sing every time I sing.
I'm not a player. I just pee a lot.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what
big
I
pun.
Sing. It's what?
Big pun.
Okay.
Big
there
pun.
You go.
I don't want to be a player no more. I'm not a player. I just fuck a lot. Big pun.
Is it fuck really in the radio version?
It's
crush?
Fuck on the real version.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It makes more sense.
It doesn't matter when I sing it. I mean, always say, and I pee a lot.
When Big Pun says he crushes a lot, you think it's because he's fucking huge. You're like,
yeah.
Probably crushing, just walking down the street like a sidewalk.
Pussy.
Right?
Isn't
crushing pussy more offensive than fucking pussy?
No, crushing sounds good.
Really?
Like,
it's
crushing
violent.
Sounds like you annihilated me and I'm
exactly.
I'm asleep
you
now.
You smashed it,
right.
You beat it up.
Where's your feminism?
Why is wrecked that not good? That
it's
is
violent.
Amazing.
I like her.
Excuse, I do
she
too.
Come back.
Excuse me, Amir.
I do too.
I understand feminism is the ability to do whatever you want.
So I'm trying to do a character
crushed,
here. Right, stop calling me out on the obvious.
But I'm also trying to flirt with this girl who likes her pussy crushed. Shut up.
Shut my fucking mouth.
We'll do it together. Yeah. It's our pussies getting
shame
crushed.
Shame on the pussy crusher.
Yeah.
Well, I've never done a fist circle before. That was pretty cool.
We shouldn't ever do it again.
Another spit take
awesome.
You're going to the wrong
never,
parties.
I'm pulling my pants up and we should never do it again. Gonna drink some tea. A 4-way fist, it was hard.
That was amazing.
Patience
I have
and
some
saliva.
Thirst I need to quench.
Patience and saliva.
We crushed those fists.
Oh, man. I'm not a player. I just fist a lot.
Sounds awful like fistula, like which is it. Completely different.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Here we go. Segue.
We're just, it's all down. Wordplay.
Oh, my God.
You work your ass off to legalize marijuana.
I still
seems
have some
like
ass
you're
left.
Winning.
We are winning.
You really are.
Weed is winning. All we do is win. Win,
yeah.
Win.
I don't think it matters though if you win, right? You're going to smoke it anyways.
Well, but I would like to smoke it without worrying about like going to jail and some bullshit, right? I mean, see, we take it for granted here in California, but I go to other towns sometimes, and people are always like, "Dude, you can't just stand out here on the patio." With
it's
this
weird,
bar
right?
And smoke a joint.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like, "What
yeah,
do you
so.
Mean I can't stand out here on the patio in this bar and smoke a joint? I'm not doing anything wrong,
right?
You got a beer, I got a joint. It's fucking Friday night. Let's chop it up,
right?
As long as it's not rolled cigarettes."
Right.
Who, they don't smell the same.
Is that Steve Altman's mm-hmm. joke about the difference between now and like 25 years ago? Because now you walk into the drugstore and you're like, give me a pack of condoms and a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's
you
really
like that,
funny.
Yeah.
Altman, I think that might be
Steve Altman.
But when has like anyone ever said, I'll have a pack of condoms like that?
The 50s and the 60s.
They did.
Oh, did
when
they
I
even
was
have
a
condoms
kid.
Back then?
In the
yes,
70s.
They had. Condoms have been around since the Renaissance.
They were made
that.
Out of sheep, but we had them.
They're just sheets. That's
Sheep.
I know, but I thought
sheep
they were just
intestines.
Sheets.
Yeah, no, you just
Orthodox
yeah,
condom.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, when I was young, I would be very, very uncomfortable getting condoms. I can't tell you why.
I was
yeah,
for the weird. First couple months, and then I was like, fuck that. I'm getting mine. Well, I'm like, I'll take a bunch.
No, that's exactly
right. That's what I would feel
it
like.
It rounded a corner when I went in and bought like a 24-pack.
And then they would just sit in your drawer. That you
no, you shut up.
I'm just kidding.
You know, are you kidding me? I crush pussy.
Right. Just the fact that you said it like that.
Third spit take.
I'm not even black, and it was like, oh, I crush God. Pussy.
My daughter just stands up, looks at me, and shakes her head. Yeah, right, Dad.
Oh, see, now that I know that's your daughter, this is so fucking weird.
I've heard your pathetic attempts through the door.
I mean, fisting, shit's going, oh, my God.
I'm getting notes from her about jokes to do.
This is not even the weirdest conversation we've ever had.
Well, now this is a challenge. Now it's a challenge.
How old's your daughter?
Yeah. My daughter's 30.
I'm not 30 yet.
She's going to be.
You're an old lady. Yeah.
Jeez, did she start having kids when you were 11?
I really like that whole she's 30. Yeah,
that's
I was
so
very
sweet.
Young.
That was sweet of you.
Thank you.
That was really sweet.
Oh, were you just being nice?
I'm a sweet guy.
Just being nice?
I'm only mean in bed.
What? Why do we have to do? I don't want to do a break.
You're gone.
I don't like that.
Fucking fine. We'll do a break. All right.
We're doing a break. Does that mean
you're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store? More after this unavoidable irritation.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Good news indeed. We have a premium ad-free service. We only do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. 43% of police surveyed agreed with this statement. Always following the rules is not compatible with getting the job done.
That's not funny at all.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, everybody. I keep hitting the wrong buttons. There we
Hi,
go.
Hi, I'm
Here's
David Diskin. And
enjoy
I
this
to
ad.
Tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Ngaio Obilam and Bethany Dwyer. So I didn't know about your show. I looked it up when Matt said you're coming over here, and it was a really intriguing idea. I just thought it was really smart. Have you sold other shows yet?
I have 5 right now in
God
development.
God damn, you are on fire.
And how old are you? You're young.
17. She's 17.
17 years old.
Amazing.
17 years old.
Amazing.
But I'm working on my scripted stuff right now. Like, I just finished my pilot sizzle that I literally posted today.
Oh,
so
really?
I'm very excited. Yeah, because I'm trying to sell that next.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Original pilot, you've written a sizzle. You've shot a sizzle for it.
Yes.
We have to see that. Can we see that?
Yes, please do.
Oh, wow.
It's on YouTube. Just look up Love Illustrated.
Okay.
Pilot sizzle.
Set it up for me.
Right here now?
Yes.
All right.
Tell me what this sizzle is about. Anything we need to know.
All right. I play this woman named Carter who has grown up in a comic book store, this is based on my life because in Chicago I grew up in my uncle's comic book store.
Yeah.
And basically my father leaves me the store. And he's a professional LARPer. Like, do you know what that is?
Live action role playing.
Live action role playing. And that's what he wants to do.
My daughter's freaking out right now.
I know.
That's my new favorite show.
Oh, wait. Oh, please. And get everyone to watch it because I have interest. And this is the first of me posting. And if we get numbers, they're going to, I don't even have to do anything. Like, I don't even have to go in. They're just going to be like, yes, let's do it.
Who's shown interest? Anyone specific? Or do
I don't
you want to not talk?
I'm not
I get that.
Don't jinx it.
No, no, no. No, you're talking to the people who get it. We understand.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
All right. I got a cat, man. There's a problem on myself. My nigga moving around with a big ass revolver and a bag. My mind. What if I feel you retarded to touch? She, I live in daily departed. This ain't Batman. Robin, can't be a little. This is Carter Sparrow, a.k.a. me. I'd like you to know that I'm 99% normal and 12% weirdo. I'd also like you to know that I'm not a numbers person, so there's that. I grew up in my dad's comic book store with my two lifelong best friends.
There are so many heroes that are better than Superman. Kal-El can suck my dick.
Mind you, this could have been the worst first impression ever. That's Derek, everybody.
I bone good.
It's disgusting.
He does.
Why would you know?
He tells me.
And this is his twin brother, Rennick. Isn't he adorbs? And even though we're not, we sure do love each other like we're family. How about this? Yeah. Ooh, we always make up. Okay, moving on. I have so much on my life plate right now. But luckily, I got my dad around to help. Oh, did I mention that we live upstairs? Just one stripper pull away, guys. Sometimes a glimpse at a person's role model can tell you a whole bunch about them.
That's Eric Roberts.
Dad also forgot to mention he was going to leave today, forever, to become a 24/7 live action role player. Yeah, guys, that's a thing.
Ha! Whoa!
Oh, God. Ooh. Derek Rennick! Instead, he's stuck on our couch due to a back injury he got from throwing a smoke bomb. Seriously. Three grown adults can totally run one business. Let's do this.
Come and shop at our store.
Look how clean he walks.
Later that night, after a drink or two. Okay, wait. After a
I know everything there is to know about this comic book store. Except how to run it.
Maybe the fuse blew.
Nope. The fleas are not blue. I like your company hates me.
Did you know bills need to be paid like almost every month? That's very regular. Oh, this is Justin. I just met this hot left brainer at the bar next door, and now I call him Fancy Pants.
This is what I do. I save businesses. I save businesses, yes.
You're gonna save me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna save you.
Yep. I just threw up in my mouth.
Did you just throw up in your mouth?
No. Yeah, but it's gone.
All gone.
Let's get you some gum.
Okay, to my defense, this whole adult thing was thrown at me, and I think I'm handling it quite well. That's not accurate. Looks like someone made a very sexy impression. But why are you here? He was supposed to be flying home to do some million-dollar deal, and then I thought I'd be able to forget that night I can't remember and totally have zero recollection of.
I wanted to confirm that you were okay. I mean, I thought that we had an amazing night together. But you leave my hotel room this morning and you don't even know.
Who do you think I am, the Riddler?
Yes, Carter. Yes, I do think that you're the Riddler.
You don't even know who the Riddler is.
Carter! We're playing swords!
Is this considered work here?
Well, at least you're not taking advantage of an innocent drunk girl.
You did what, Wall Street?
Yeah. He's probably one of those sex offenders on Angie's list.
Look, I only took you to my hotel because I was worried.
Yeah, right.
But you were wasted. You were speaking gibberish and convulsing.
No, I was wasted speaking Elvish and crumping.
Oh.
A lot of butt shots.
I know, right?
That's what happened so weird.
Okay, so.
All right, we're gonna run the rest of this at the end of the show.
Okay.
I'm gonna pause it right there. This looks really funny.
Thank you.
How is Hardwick not all over this? Mm-hmm. Don't answer that.
she didn't.
I know, right?
Smart lady.
I can't imagine this not getting done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
it's,
you guys.
It's absolutely awesome.
This is the first. You know what's crazy? It's because I put it up today, and hearing you guys, it makes me so happy. Like, I'm smiling. I can't stop just because it's good. The first reactions I've gotten.
Yeah.
So it's makes me really happy. Thank you.
Well, because this kind of thing is really popular now. I mean, the comics, the nerds, the girls who are into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With all the, you know. And you're a sex positive girl too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you're not this prudish.
No, I'm fucking them all on there.
Yeah, which that that'll kill you once you're on the air, but because you'll be attacked. So
wow.
They will.
Way to
they
make
will
me paranoid.
Good morning.
Good morning. The feminists will come after all that kind of humor. That's what they do.
That's what's going on.
The extreme feminists
right now.
The feminists will come after
the extreme feminists.
I feel like everyone's going to come after everyone at some point about something. There's some sort of activist against something.
Let's go.
Just
let's all go after everybody.
Just stay true to your vision and don't get sideswiped by. Like some people who are just like, how can you do that? How can you dress like that? How can you act like that?
She was wearing jeans.
I'm wearing jeans and a
yeah, Roger that.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Does not matter.
Do you think it's? Do you think the hyperbolic feminism that I'm talking about? Yeah, I do. I don't say it that often.
Twice.
I like the parabolic feminism. It kind of goes in a gentle arc.
Yeah. The next guy that calls me a hyperbolic, I'm going to cut his head off and not shit down his neck. That's exactly right.
I get it.
I'm going to prove my point. here's the question I have. You've been in comedy for how many years?
A million. 26.
Really? Right?
Yeah.
How old
what
are
year
you?
Did you start?
Wow. I'm old enough. Thank you for
what,
asking. I started when I was 11.
You old ass. Yeah.
you can't even say I've been in comedy 26 years. I started when I was zero. Funny in the womb. Fucking give me a show.
I was making the Lord laugh.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Before the womb.
Before they sent me down
the womb.
From heaven.
Yeah.
Me that's and where Jesus you were telling
I started in 81. 81.
God, and, you're older than me.
Yeah, I am. And the issues that face comics and their language and the arts today. Seem to really have been just blown way, way beyond where it was when I was starting out and through my career on the road.
I think people look at... there are so many different venues and outlets for comedic content now, right? So I still feel like the comedy club is sacrosanct. Depending on, like, I mean, if you're working at some shitty corporate club, they may try to put restrictions on what you can say. But if you're working at a good old-fashioned comedy club, funny is funny. So whatever you say, as long as you're getting jokes or getting laughs out of it, you should be able to say it. That's the whole point of comedy, is to address a lot of times uncomfortable things in a humorous fashion so we can all look at it and examine it without getting too butthurt. But comedy on stage is different than comedy on Twitter, right? You're not, or comedy amongst your friends. I would say, you know, dude, look, we've hung out at Doug Stanhope's crazy ass desert party. That shit is a dark comedy festival. And there's shit that you would say there that I would never post on social media or never
but I think
say
you can't
to anybody
hear,
else because.
You can't hear intention.
Like
in words,
try to say
out.
That. We try to tell people that.
It's context. It's tone. You can't hear tone when you write it, and so people get in trouble all the time because they don't think it through. They just think, oh yeah, I could say all this goofy ass racist shit, and people who don't know me will just immediately give me the benefit of the doubt. That's just not how it works.
Right, right, right. There's a if you establish yourself well known, establish yourself as someone. I'll give you an example. Comedian
Lampanelli.
Lampanelli has established herself. Yeah, there's a comedy thing.
You're
a comic, right?
7.5 years.
You should have known. You should have known I was going to Lampanelli.
I didn't.
I thought at first. Well, see, I'm old school. I was going to go like Bobby Slayton.
Well, Slayton's a good example as well.
Vicious.
The other day, I lost my voice. Kind of half lost it, and I was.
You sound like Bobby.
I was sounding exactly like Bobby.
Let me tell you something, Chachi.
And I'll tell you something about losing your voice that much. Pushing it out takes a lot of fucking effort. And that's why that guy's such a dick
to
everybody.
That's why he's cranky.
He's pissed off because it's a lot of fucking work to talk like that.
It's like that Mighty Mighty Boston.
A thousand more energy power to talk like that, I'm telling you right now.
Or which came first, the chicken or the egg? Or he always talked like that, and that's why he sounds
that's
horrible.
That's why he has to go like that.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
He's not horrible. He's hilarious.
No. I said sound horrible.
See, that's that. I realized something the other day. Almost all good comedy relies on a fallacious premise.
Oh, I love fallatio.
Yeah.
We're on the same. We're still talking about screwing over here.
Fisting.
Pussy.
Aren't I? What the?
We're having a completely different conversation.
Can you please invite me over more often?
Yes, you're
welcome.
I've been trying to get you over here, mister. Ungayo, you're welcome anytime you're in town, man.
Careful what you say, because I'll pass out on your couch.
And I can't thank you.
We have two.
You have two couch. And we have, sometimes you can use Matt's bedroom.
It's sometimes
Matt's not here.
When
no one else is here.
When he's not here, right.
When you're all gone, I'm just in Matt's bedroom. Spreading Marmite on the sheets.
Marmite?
What in the fuck is Marmite?
It's Vegemite for Limeys.
I was going to say. Oh, he is still here.
Oh, hello.
Just thanks for killing my options.
All right.
I'm off to my game. Have a good one.
Bye. Right, we'll talk about cock block.
You're listening to Skeptically Yours on skepticallyyours.net and available to the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? You have now. So go check it out. Go to www.ardentatheist.com. 52% of police surveyed agreed with this statement. It is not unusual for a police officer to turn a blind eye to improper conduct by other officers.
Now you're really starting to piss me off.
Good.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs. But we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Did you see that UFO sighting that made the news? What did that latest study about alternative treatments really say? Is this photo making the rounds real or a hoax? Doubtful News is a unique website featuring news about pseudoscience, the paranormal, anomalies, and questionable claims framed with a skeptical view. Come visit DoubtfulNews.com every day for news about cryptozoology, conspiracies, shams, scams, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Doubtful News. Critical thinking is essential in assessing today's news. Doubtful News helps you decide, can you really believe this stuff?
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Ungayo Bilum and Bethany Dwyer.
What up?
There's an oon sound there.
Oon.
That's
like
the
one,
right way.
Like one gallo.
Yeah. All these years, I had it in my head as ungayo, not
Spanish
un.
For one rooster.
Is it a Spanish word?
One cock.
No. One cock.
That's an African word.
We're on this shit.
No? Is it a Spanish word? It's not.
No, it's just pronounced like it's a Spanish word.
All right. Oh, I see the joke. Okay, I didn't get the fucking joke until now.
And apparently, some people have told me that sometimes ungayo is also Mexican slang for marijuana. So,
well, it makes sense.
It is not.
I'm hanging out, smoking a joint. Some Latinos come up to me. They're like, "Dude, what's your name?" I'm like, "Ungayo," and they're like, "Claro que sí."
So your parents just knew.
They pretty much knew. Ungayo, it means hungry for knowledge.
Ah,
which is nice. Although sometimes I wish they had named me hungry for wisdom, because I might have done a little better. I know a lot of shit, but I don't always do the right thing with it.
I hear you. But knowledge theoretically should lead to wisdom, right?
That's what they say.
Well, you're only 26. You'll know eventually.
Right?
You'll understand.
I just
understand.
Started comedy.
Yeah. You just started life.
You just
started life.
Right? 8 yeah. million is the new 30.
Yeah.
8 million is the new 30. fuck me running.
No, thank you.
I
preferred when you hold still.
Oh.
When I was I think Ungayo's hitting on
me. A little boy.
I'm staying out of it.
The devil he called my name.
We opened this show with a group fisting, and that's where it leads.
He said, hoodoo.
Who knew who would connect?
Yeah.
We would connect through fisting
and pussy crushing.
Ungayo.
You guys were the ones who connected, which is really cute.
Yeah.
Well, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, my first encounter with Ungayo was at a club in Punchline. It was the Punchline,
San Francisco.
Yeah, and
Walnut
I was
Creek.
Yeah, well, we were doing a. It was the main. It was the downtown club,
okay.
And I was hosting and bringing you on stage, and I hadn't met you until that night,
that
and
happened.
I botched your name.
What are you gonna do?
And
were you at Green Room tapings?
I was at a Green
Room.
Yeah,
you were
taping.
At least
I
one.
I think maybe
was
that was
two.
The first time I met you.
I was
you.
At a Teresa's thing too.
I think Teresa's is where
I
definitely
think I met
you.
At the no, I met you before the. Weren't you at one of? Didn't you? No, you didn't come to the party in the desert, huh?
No, I did not.
Yeah, Heather's
but I was
not
at Teresa's several times.
I think I met you at a Teresa's. Yeah. Maybe the is this racist one?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But
yeah.
You were bald back then.
I was totally.
She
bald.
Was shaven. Yeah, your hair's
bald.
Pulled back.
What
tonight.
Are we talking? Oh, your head.
Yeah, yeah. That, well,
does the
that
carpet
too.
Match
nice.
The drapes? Hello.
I didn't have drapes at the time.
But you had carpet.
I had carpet, yes.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer carpet no drapes or drapes no carpet?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know it's about my puss, but I have no idea what that means. Do you mean, do I have a landing strip? Yes, that's current.
No, no.
I understand
you,
what that
like,
is.
Like, say you meet a redhead, and you're wondering if they're a natural redhead. Is the carpet
does
the
carpet
the
match the drapes? Got ya. Yeah, I don't. Are you kidding? I barely have time. Like, look at my face. I don't do anything. That shit is exactly
is
the way it looked
though.
When it got here.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, I mean, I hope it really doesn't look like a newborn baby. Because that would be kind of odd. That would be odd.
No, no. I
and
mean,
a little
I hit puberty. I got that stuff covered.
Yeah.
I'm too busy staring
you
at
pimples.
Your eyes to notice
yeah,
these,
right?
these things. I'm respecting you as a human being.
Thank you. You should.
Oh, okay.
I know, right?
I am.
Every time we say pussy, he fucking quivers.
Well, who doesn't like
everyone,
quivering pussy?
Everyone like, likes, yeah.
You say that like it's a bad
those
thing.
Those two words
no,
go
no,
hand
I'm
in hand.
I'm just saying. Irrespective of looking
fist.
In my eyes, it's, yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could look at your eye. Never mind. I almost said something completely.
Is this going to end in an orgy? Because Heather has to leave. This is going to...
That's fucked up.
She has a show to do, damn it.
We make her late.
We'll go slow. You can come back.
This would be the third show
fast.
That ended
Matt,
in an orgy.
Matt's going to walk up. In and be like, what the hell?
Why are you
what are you guys
in
doing
room?
In my bed?
Is that Marmite? Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
First callback of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Well,
thank
no,
you very much.
Not really.
No.
5 callbacks, 3 spit takes. That's me.
So, I wanted to talk kind of in depth a little bit about the drug war.
The war on some drugs.
Well, you know, exactly. Well put. I know you know this stuff. And we don't do this stuff on our show very often. No. And I have some pretty strong feelings about this whole
about
drug
drugs?
Bullshit. Yes.
What drugs do you have particular feelings about?
Well, first of all.
How do those drugs make you feel?
First of all, I am not a fan of marijuana.
More for me.
Never liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. I ate brownies once when I was hanging out with Steve-O, and we were watching Devo. Steve-O the comic, not Steve-O the stage guy.
Get it?
I mean,
the
not the jackass guy.
Oh.
There's a stand-up comic from our age that his name is Steve-O.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember
okay.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
And he dragged me out. What's happening? What's happening?
I wrote a note about the, you know, we had some mistakes to be fixed in the first break.
Yes, yes.
I wrote, first break has mistakes that need fisting.
See, that was an accidental typo.
But they do need
dollar.
Fisting.
They do need fisting.
If I had a dollar.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that just
that
made
was fantastic.
Cackle.
So,
okay, go ahead.
So, Steve-O, the first time I ever put THC in my body, I ate it in brownies. That was the first time. I know, right? And I had a gig the next night, my first time ever on stage at the Comedy Store was booked.
If you can't go on the Comedy Store on a handful of drugs.
But the next day,
I mean,
then?
You almost have to.
You should.
Did you say the next day? Why?
The next night, the next evening.
It was still in you?
24 hours. Oh, dude.
Yeah, when you eat pot, it goes through your liver and not your lungs, and it sits there in your bloodstream for a while. Especially if
I
you
sat
can't always control
Arby's.
The dosage on a edible.
No, you couldn't.
That's
I was
the challenge.
I hallucinated that night. I went and saw a Devo concert. I couldn't tell you anything about that show, but I could tell
I bet you
you
had a great time.
There was a bear behind me trying to get my legs, and there was a fighter jet over that audience.
That's a THC thing, though. That's not a marijuana. Because I mean, I've eaten edibles.
I hallucinate.
The super big ones, though, or you just eat a small little?
Oh, I'm like, if I eat an aspirin, I'm weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what's going on?
The second time I tried marijuana was many, many, many years later. I was living up in Santa Clarita. A buddy of mine said, you should try this, and he gave me something called Keef. Am I saying
sure?
Right?
Yep.
And he gave me some Keef. And I found myself in my bedroom for, who knows, the time is gone. There's no measuring time in that particular room.
And why should you? Time is really just a concept. It why really bother? Should just be a way to know when your food is done, but we use it for all
Well, no,
other
it's a good,
things.
It's a valid way to communicate how long I might have been holed up staring at myself in the mirror. I mean,
meetings
there's a way
are good
to.
When there's a time.
Meetings helpful, yeah. Very helpful. Shows on television, so
getting
you know when to.
Getting things done.
Exactly.
Getting things done.
You're looking at the stoner. Don't talk
no,
to me
I know.
About, you know.
Time has nothing to do with marijuana or crushing pussy. I'll agree
on
that.
All the time. Right. You have to take your time when you're
You take your time if you want to crush the pussy. So,
I
stared at a mirror. I remember sitting on my bed after smoking keef and trying to figure out if I, I convinced myself I could cure my eyesight. In other words, I have an astigmatism and I thought I can fix this. That's where my head ended
up. Did it work?
Yes. It was freakish.
Just while you were high.
I don't know how long it took, but finally I was in front of the mirror. I had a book, and I was staring at a book for a long time.
Sure.
Just staring at the pages, trying to will my eyes to become better, to be healthy, to not be blurry. Glasses off, I'm staring at a book, and it's blurry forever, and then all of a sudden, it comes into focus.
It's because you probably nodded and your head closer.
I ran in, I grabbed my fucking roommate, and I said, come in here. I said, you're not going to believe this. And I got in front of his mirror and I looked in the mirror and I said, everything's blurry, but I can make it not blurry. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I explained it to him and he goes, Emery, you have an astigmatism. You're just squinting. Shut up and go back to your room. And so that was my second trip.
That was a nice epiphany, though.
It was pretty cool. I certainly learned.
That's what people did before our glasses were invented. They just squinted.
I used to wear glasses, though, in like second grade. And
did you cure them after smoking kefir?
Not after smoking anything. I just told my mom, I don't want to wear glasses anymore. And she's like, but you need them. And I was like, well, I'm not going to need them anymore. And then I went back to the doctor and I didn't need them anymore.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's a miracle.
I do think it's the power of the mind. Like, I don't know.
What in the hell was that?
I can't tell you. I just know that I did not want to wear
them. See, now the skeptics on the wall, this show's about skepticism.
Right.
The skeptics on the wall.
You never know it.
They're all, I know, not by this show. The skeptics on the wall are all trying to figure out where is some logic that could explain the story you just told.
The only thing I can think
of. Maybe she had a bad doctor.
No one told me.
Misdiagnosis initially.
No, definitely not, because I was getting headaches and getting nauseous because I couldn't see, and I was such an avid reader. And I think what it was is my mom never said, no, you can't do that. I honestly think it was. And as a child, you're sitting there going, this is what I want, I'm going to get it. And then I did. So I mean,
I like you.
It's not even, we you know. Can't even be skeptic. No, like, it happened to me. I don't, I have nothing, you know, I haven't since I went back I to just the
So basically mindset. You use the Wile E. Coyote philosophy. Mm-hmm.
The think system.
Yeah, exactly.
As espoused by the music.
Yeah. Why did you have to say I can't fly like that?
Right, exactly.
I don't buy it. Mm-hmm. I think that there is I think that there is most likely a very good explanation for the processes that led you from point A to point B and back to point A.
Plus, childhood memories are fucked, so say a snake oil on the wall of...
Nice. Snake oil said childhood memories are fucked. And he's right about that in terms of the memories of how things
maybe you have the
happened,
wrong
unfolded, took...
Yeah.
Took
sorry for your childhood
I kind of don't care if anyone doesn't believe me because it happened to me. And that's what I remember. And I don't even tell the story.
That's what
my
I say
mom
about
does.
Police brutality.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, oh, God. No. What I mean by that is
nicely done.
It's all relative.
Thank you. We're topical.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, if it happened to me and I experienced it, I get it. But that's the beauty of skepticism.
Do you think your eyesight could have corrected itself?
It apparently did.
It did.
But I mean,
here's a question, and I think it's
as a child, you know, growing into yourself, growing into
It's just usually. I mean, that's unheard of, though. When does
well, that's
your
the
eyesight
question.
Get better?
Was it an astigmatism, or were you like nearsighted or farsighted?
I was farsighted. Uh-huh. And I would literally, because I read so much, I would start getting sick because my eyes would try to focus so hard and I would get dizzy. I'd just get all these sorts of things because it was blurry, and so I would have to try and focus so hard and I was going to read it. And
maybe you just learned to relax.
No, I had to, I stressed to try. When look at this one
that's
over here.
Me.
Please
blowing
turn
up.
Off all telephones.
Blowing,
and
it's his booty
devices.
Call for later.
Eddie Gorodetsky's calling me. I'll call him back.
Hi, Eddie.
No, it was because I only did that because I couldn't see. I wouldn't only, you know, I started stressing. I remember I started reading like this, like pushing on my face because I had such bad headaches from trying to focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. what the logical processes that I put my mind that my mind puts me through mm-hmm. Are telling me is that there could be a lot of medical explanations. In other words, I know people who have severe migraines. I mean severe migraines to the degree that they can't see clearly, mm-hmm. and it causes vision error, issues.
Mm-hmm. Weed helps with that.
Weed does help with that. That's a fact. I know people who have that issue, and the question is, are you thinking of this possibly in the wrong order? Might you have been experiencing something that was causing these headaches that then led to vision problems that they tried to correct for? You know, that's the big question. That's right. The confusing. We don't have enough information to even have that discussion. Right. I understand that. I know that. But that's where I go as a skeptic, as a logic-based person. And I was going to say it earlier. I'll say it now. I don't know if you've looked it up. I've never looked it up. Are there cases that exist of people who have vision issues that, as they grow older, go away? Is there a medically explainable scenario like that?
I would say yes, because it happened, so I'm assuming other people as...
Yeah, I know, based on what you think happened, it absolutely right. seems that way.
Google spontaneous eyesight correction.
Well, I'm Googling, you know, does eyesight correct itself in children?
Do it. Spontaneous eyesight correction. That's a good phrase.
Keywords, baby. Keywords. Right? It's all SEO, bitches.
Man, the SEO?
Search engine optimization.
I did not realize that.
How old are you?
What? So, your daughter I didn't know is those letters. Legit pissed at you.
She's awesome. She's phenomenal.
She's gonna.
Oh my god! She's gonna throw
she's
the keyboard
gonna
at me.
Text you some emojis.
I just threw my empty
don't
cup
know
at
what
her.
SEO is
going down right
yeah.
now.
Tonight on my wall, she said she threatened to not come in because she and I had we exchanged some.
But that was
words.
On your bedroom wall.
On my Facebook wall.
Wall.
On my
okay.
Facebook wall.
All right, just making
on
sure.
My Facebook wall. And then she out of the graciousness she showed up. So this is cool, by the way. I want to point something out. Heather, a long time ago, like half a year ago, got a painting of Gilligan, and we weren't sure where to put him. And with only two guests, sometimes we have three, I get to see Gilligan over your shoulder the whole night.
Well, great. You'd rather look at
it's
him than me.
Cool.
Thank you.
Rather. And that's why you're having trouble in your relationships, because I didn't say that.
Trouble in my
wow.
relationship.
See what I did?
See how you did that? Mm-hmm. I see how you did that.
She's not.
Yeah.
Have you... Have you ever broken up with someone and then got back together with them?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Is that how you met
I've him? Only done that once, and it went so badly.
Oh, well, yes, I should not have gotten back with him.
Uh-huh.
I only did it one time.
Yeah.
And I learned my lesson. I feel like once you know it's over, it should be over.
Can't keep picking the stab.
But to,
right.
to my defense, it was my first love, first everything.
Oh, wow.
So it was more like, oh, I don't add to my numbers of people I've slept with if I just go
that's
back
an
to
arbitrary.
Who no, cares I swear
how many
to God.
Numbers people
I know,
have.
But when I was, you know, in this relationship, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't
really?
Wanna, yeah, I didn't. And it comes from my father yelling at me one time and being like, something slut. Like, because I was the way I was dressed, he wasn't yelling at it. He was just like, don't dress slutty, you know, whatever. And I think it just stuck with me. Like, I don't ever want anyone to think I'm slutty. So I just keep everything inside.
Well, that's.
I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm kidding. I'm
okay.
totally kidding. I don't. I mean, I feel like as a comic, your life is just a fucking book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Only.
Like, I'm not going to. I can't keep anything.
All right, let's do a break and we'll come right back. This is not an ad break. We're just going to do a... You'll see what we're going to do. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available at the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to some of our listeners. Snake Oil, Teddy Bearisms, Friar Lance, John Joseph Cena, Perry Dillialola, Taylor Martin, Wyoming Guy, Master of the Batriarchy, Carl Barrett, Worse Than Rape Threats, Scarlett Fields, Joe Swam, and Cameron Winters.
Their names, their screen names, they can make them up.
I know, I want to meet these people.
These are some of the names of the people hanging out in the Skeptic Tank during the last show. Thanks for being there, everybody.
Yeah, those are pretty funny. They kind of tell you a little about what we were doing on the show last time at that point. And now back to Skeptically Yours.
Where thinking is free.
We're talking with Ungayo Bilum and Bethany Dwyer.
What up?
Undwyer.
Undwyer. I put an I like in there. Yeah, yeah.
So that's like if we were dating, that's what the tabloids would call us?
That's exactly right.
You wouldn't get very much billing. It's just Beth the Beth sound.
Yeah, that's all I need is the un sound. That's, that's what I'm in it for.
They're like, Undwyer.
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 Don't they usually mix the first names? What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it works that way.
Unani? That sounds weird. Beth Gaio?
Unhoney.
I never right. have anything with Beth in it, ever.
Beth and Guy. Yeah, Beth. Nope. I don't like the name Beth.
And it's not me at all.
What is it?
It just doesn't... What do you mean? What is it?
You mean... Well, does it have a...
A meaning?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like real... I almost said something really insulting. You got to be careful, right? Other person who's named Beth. It's just not me. It doesn't fit my personality. It's weird.
So you have a nickname?
B. B. But it's spelled B-E.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So when you call me, make sure in your head you're spelling it right or I'm not going to answer.
So if I text you, yo, B, it has to be B.
So you were going to say something really mean to people named Beth. That's.
No, I wasn't. I didn't know what I was going to say, but I knew I had to stop myself because people who were named Beth would take it seriously like that was who they are. Yeah. I just knew my
because I'm ready to turn these mics down right now to find out what you were really going to say.
Maybe afterwards, then I'll tell you. No, I don't know.
Fuck them, right?
Right?
Fuck them.
Nailed it.
Oh, that's great.
Man. Nailed it.
Good thing you didn't say that.
Yeah, right? Jesus.
We're going to get emails, you know.
No, we're not. They I'm not going to... That's just for us.
They're going to go nuts. What the fuck did you say? I hope to fuck you sell that show. I want to see more good nerd shows on television. Nerd
yeah, now. Especially after that Big Bang thing. Like, there's
you didn't like the Big Bang?
No. It's just so that side of nerds.
Yeah.
And it's there's just such a cooler, better side of nerds that happen.
I work on that show. And
I apologize.
No. And I'll tell you something about that show that is, I think, badly misconstrued in a great way. That show really isn't about nerds. That's the problem. That show is about all of us. It really is. It's got the basic archetypes throughout.
That's its
gift. Yeah,
No, I do think it's well written.
That's the conceptual structure of that show. It was never meant to be specifically about nerds. The viewers and the press made it very much about that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the setting obviously plays a major role in people doing that. So you can't really fault anybody.
It was
for
about
going
people
that
who
way.
Happen to be nerds, as opposed to
that's
being
really
about
it.
Nerds.
That really is it. Yeah. It was not meant to be about nerds. And then so when it's couched as a show about nerds, then it really gets a bad rap.
They should really couch
way.
It as a show about autism. And social right. right that's, back with splinter
that
skills.
Be, that would oh, be better.
No, should, and I don't want to. I'm not bashing on Big Bang. My God, it's the number one show. Like I get it. I don't watch it, but I get it.
Well,
and
your criticism was valid. Please be clear on this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your
no,
criticism
I still feel exactly
from the perspective that you were stating it
yeah.
is completely valid. It doesn't represent a part of our community that most of us, I think, here are in. I won't speak
why,
for you.
Why are nerds always depicted as smart people? How come nerds can't
that's
be...
That's what I'm saying. It's
yeah, yeah,
dummies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
How come nerds can't be thieves or dummies or thugs?
They can be.
Thug nerds.
There's not many thug yeah. nerds.
There's a couple.
No.
There's
not many.
I love the nerd rappers. Those are my favorite.
You like the nerd raps?
I feel like Eminem is a nerd rapper.
No.
Eminem wouldn't doesn't
if he
qualify
was walking down the street,
he's
though.
He's not a nerd rapper.
Oh, I just meant it aesthetically. Like, if he was walking down the street in normal clothes, you'd be like, he's a nerd.
He's the
like,
John
he
Stockton
looks...
of rappers, right? He's like the unassuming white guy.
Blythe?
He's not going to be any good, and then he smashes you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well.
What'd she say?
There is rap called Nerdcore.
Yes.
Which is really great. I mean, really, really good
there's
stuff.
Also,
is that when they're real
the...
fast and they talk a lot of words?
Not necessarily.
No, I don't
it's,
know what I
it's about
heard
the topic.
Dropping as many nerd references as you can.
It's about the topics yeah. that they cover. And they certainly dress up that part in a very, almost a comedic way sure. in many ways.
Got you.
You know what
okay.
I mean? And not always. Some of them don't. Some
what
of them
about
don't.
Chap
right, not always. But when they do, The guy with the tie was fucking.
Is there cosplay rapping too? Can I come out of my?
I don't think they have that crossover.
I think there's everything.
Do we really?
There is, because the guys from Alcoholics, from the guys from Workaholics, they used to have the Wizards was a rap group they did, which is actually what got them noticed.
Nice.
So they would dress up as Wizards. It's so.
Let's keep going until we think of something that doesn't exist yet, so we can create it.
No such thing.
Furry raps.
That sounds like a weird blunt roller.
Blythe just sighed heavily.
I can think of some crossovers that don't exist yet.
Hentai rap music.
Hentai, there you go.
Tentacle rap.
Well, I'm sure that's available.
It is now. Some dude in Japan just woke up out of a fever dream.
All right, kids, tell me this. Do we have a race problem in this country?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Well, hello. Yeah.
Obama's election was like the boil coming to a head, and fucking racism just exploded all over the face of America. Cats couldn't control themselves anymore.
Right.
It was hilarious.
How? But don't you? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Don't you feel like it's the same amount? It's just now we have a lot of social media, and it can come out. Hold on. Let me finish.
Please continue.
Because we do have a black president. He was, you know. We've gotten there. So like
half black president. I
know, but it's the same thing. Like it wasn't a woman first, it was a black president. So in that respect, and
that,
all I mean is
okay.
Oh no.
No, no,
go ahead.
I was just
you
gonna
have to
derail
say
the whole conversation.
No, please
no.
do. You're black, I'm not.
No, that's got right, you're a woman, I'm not. That's
right.
got nothing to do
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. We each got one thing.
My girlfriend I'm sure we have a couple things, but there's my girlfriend at the time. When Obama was first running in 2008, I'm single now, by the way, for anyone listening, I'm just letting you know.
Masturbator, whatever.
Hella single.
Yeah, well.
The patriarchy.
The circle fist we were involved
in. I'm a symbol of the patriarchy.
Did you just say that? Don't tell me.
I just made that up.
Don't forget that.
I'm writing that shit down.
That's a new shop is going to pop up any second.
The patriarchy. Patriarchy. That's a hard one to say.
He can't do it.
We used to have big discussions because she, in 2008, she was like, Hillary, 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 we need a woman. And then I was like, Obama, Obama, Obama. And it wasn't because...
You were both right, in my opinion.
It wasn't because Hillary was a woman. It was really because she was a Clinton. And I was feeling like that shit was just crazy polarizing. What? And I thought, because the Republicans hated the Clinton so much, I thought she would never be getting anything done. And it fucking turns out they just hate whoever it is, especially, apparently, if he's black, too.
Especially.
It's just hard to get shit done.
Yeah.
The Clintons did, or Clintons, not with an S, Bill did get a lot done.
Yeah, but he didn't. Listen, there's always quibbles with presidents. I feel like Bill Clinton is also responsible for the recession of 2008. As much as George Bush is, because
he repealed the Glass-Steagall Act.
Hello, yeah,
the Glass-Steagall Act Hello. Is the
boom.
One that separates the
boom, boom, boom.
Let me make sure everyone understands. It separates the investment bankers from the other bankers.
Yes.
So if the investment bankers break the system, it doesn't bring down the other part of the system.
Right.
By separating them, they broke it. It all fell apart.
Right.
And that is Clinton's fault.
That
they put
clearly
that
Clinton's
in place
fault.
After the Great Depression for very, very good
very
reason.
Valid
and
reasons.
They were right to do it. It
here,
needs
here.
To be put back in place.
Here, here.
Glass-Steagall. Look it up. Be aware of it.
It's
and
still
call
not
your
put
fucking
back
representative.
In place, though.
No, it's not.
No, no, no.
But how do you fuck?
We'll probably never get it back.
No.
The only thing that would get it back is the kind of depression we suffered in the
20s. Yeah.
That's the only thing that would get it back.
But continue.
No, I was done. Oh, okay. You took it over. I'm done.
I didn't mean to hijack your thread.
No. I feel like we've already moved on
patriarchy.
From two different subjects now.
That's going
that.
To be the title of the show. By
There's
way.
No such thing
patriarchy.
As
patriarchy.
Patriarchy is nice.
Patriarchy. Yeah, you should open your own little.
It's my new one man show.
Right.
Patriarchy.
Trying to think of how to work misogynist into a pot joke. So,
I like massages.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. She did it.
I did it.
She did it herself.
Nicely done. Marijuana. You're just a marijuanist.
Marijuana.
Do you need to take a break?
What two great
marijuana.
Wow, you guys are easy. You guys are really easy.
What two taste great together?
Marijuana peanut cup.
That's free taste. That's three tastes.
He did add another
taste. That's too many tastes.
One
taste too many.
Yeah.
Throw some chocolate in there.
And that's why pot is bad, kids. Here's the deal. I am not, and I know we're mixing up our topics here all over the place. I am not a fan of marijuana. I am a fan of freedom. I want to make sure I say that in this show. We absolutely need, very much so, we need to stop making everyone a fucking criminal.
Hear.
So I'm with you. Thank you, Heather. So
I'm a flag.
Yeah. Now, has everybody agreed? Does everybody agree that we should legalize marijuana?
We should.
Okay.
Don't get me started on all the things that should be legal.
I mean, and this is a simple one that everyone always says, but like alcohol is more damaging than marijuana.
Yes,
so the fact that we already have that, cigarettes are more damaging. Like,
alcohol is just because they put it in bottles.
We need to get let's.
No,
you know,
it's because you
the
drive
rabbit hole again. Why the drug? All the
yes.
What? Hello.
The drugs that lead to maybe.
All right, you work out that thought, and we're going to do it in the. Premium version of the show.
I'll come in again.
We're going to give him another chance to finish that properly. That's it for the free version of episode 81. Another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very soon. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank my guests, Ngayo Bealum and Bethany Dwyer.
Ngayo420 on Twitter.
There we go. We're going to do that. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson,
That's
and our
me.
Camera switcher, Blythe Renee, who's flipping me off right now. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Prideful.
Hey, we said that last week. And we'll be talking about...
They're discussing sexual deviance. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our digital publicist and web guru, Cameron Homo Winters. We didn't change this.
No, I didn't change it.
What the hell? And our World of Reason moderator, Joseph Sexual Swam. Well, they're still that way.
We can change it for the other part of the show, for the premium. We'll write it during the show. Where can people find you, Ngayo?
Ngayo420, NGAIO420 on Twitter.
That's so easy. Where can people find you, Bethany?
Bethany Dwyer. It's my everything, BethanyDwyer.
So it's easy to find you.
Twitter.com/, Facebook.com/. No, Bethany Dwyer.
That's good to have a unique name, Emery says. You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe.
Crushing a pussy.